they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the what crowd?
The whole crowd?
What other words might you say instead of crowd? The whole
group? All of the group? Or each one of them? You express it in several different ways.
You ever heard kit and caboodle?
No, what's kit and caboodle?
That means the whole thing. I mean, it might be a Kentucky phrase, I don't know.
I've heard of catty-cornered and things like that. I don't know what that means, but I've heard it expressed. What does catty-cornered mean, you know?
To me, it means like going diagonally across something instead
diagonal.
Of going...
Well, I know that. Yeah. I know what diagonal is, but catty-cornered, I didn't know what
that's
that meant.
That's just what I think of it as.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right or not. That's one of the questions.
Yeah, I think that's what they mean, really. But
How would you use it if you said it? Do you ever use it or just...
No, I never use it. I've just heard it and I've laughed about it.
But
I accepted it the same way you explained it. If you had a corner, I think it'd be, instead of straight across the street, it'd be kind of angled.
Yeah.
Had a corner across it. From the way they expressed it, as things and going down, that's the way I figured it out.
What is it that young people, not just young people, but people like to do to go out at night and move around on the floor to music?
Dance?
If you ever had one in your home, would you call it the same thing?
No, you'd call it a social, a party.
Children say that school, what's at 3 o'clock?
Out. School is out at 3 o'clock.
And after vacation, they want to know, when does school, what, again?
After vacation, they're going to what?
Want to know, when does school...
Begin. When does school begin? Yeah.
A boy left home to go to school and didn't show up. He...
played hooky.
You go to school in order to get...
an education.
Some people, after high school, go to...
college.
After kindergarten, you go into the...
school.
Yeah.
Grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary school, I guess. What to call it, isn't it now?
What did you call it when you went?
Huh?
What did you call it when you went?
Grammar then. They call it elementary now.
Years ago, children sat on benches at schools. Now they sit at...
a desk.
And there are... how many, there's a desk for each child in the room, so you say there are 30 what's in this room?
30 desks.
Mm-hmm. A building especially for books is called a...
library.
You mail a package at the...
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town at a...
well, not in a strange town, at a post office? You mean you're still talking about mail then?
No, I'm talking about if you went to Memphis or you went to New York and you didn't know anybody there, you'd stay in a...
in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
A motel room.
The place where you see a play or a movie.
Is a theater. A school.
You said a little while ago that you went to the... I mean, when you learned to like apple juice,
mm-hmm.
you learned that in the...
hospital.
And the woman who looked after you in the hospital, but not your doctor, was
a nurse.
You were a what in the hospital?
Heart patient.
You catch a train at the
depot.
Or the rail, what?
Rail station? Depot is where you catch a train, isn't it? I thought that's the only place you catch a train, it's a depot.
You could call it a railroad station or something.
You
ever heard that?
I've heard it, but they used to call them depot. I guess that's okay.
Yeah. Railroad I think station. Now, you know, they
call them railroad stations now rather than depot, I guess. But used to, there's depots all together.